I went to a church maybe a month ago, and I forgot to drink coffee that morning, and I walked in, and someone was like, I feel like I'm supposed to give this to you, and they gave me a gospel track. I was like, I must look unsaved before I drink coffee, because, you know, I feel unsaved sometimes before I drink coffee, to be honest with you. So I'm just going to leave that right there in case, just in case. How many of you guys know that hell was not created for people? Yeah. Hell was created for Satan and his demons, and he tries to get as many as he can. I know today is going to be really good because a lot of us have been facing a lot of that warfare this week, and it's because Satan knows he's going to get a whooping today, and it's going to be awesome. So what we're going to do today is just kind of prepare a little bit for that. So in the second session, we're going to talk about praying for people for healing and just some general things with outreach. But this morning, before we get into the second session, we're going to talk about a couple other things. So I need two people to help me. Would you guys mind helping me pass these out? Okay, so before we read this, we're going to read this together in just a minute. Hell was not created for people. It was created for Satan. And you guys know, I wanted to do a little skit, but I didn't know how much time we would have. But God in creation, he gave all of his authority to humans. And we were given authority to name the animals. We were given authority over creation because we were in subject to God. Okay? And so when Satan deceived people, he took the keys of authority and he became the prince of the ruler of the air. And so when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, he's always been, but he became the name above all names, and he took back the keys, and he gave the keys to us. And so the authority is ours. And we're going to read that in this thing in just a minute, but I want you guys to go ahead and stand up. We're going to be, I want us to be, like, fluid today. So, and this is for everybody. Let me give you guys some sheets as well, because I just wanted us to start by just declaring this morning. So just read this out loud with me, okay? Y'all ready? Okay. I am a new creation in Christ. The old has passed away. All things have become new. I am in Jesus. Jesus is in me. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I am a child of the King. I am a co-heir with Jesus. All Jesus bought and paid for is my inheritance. I am loved. I am forgiven. I am cleansed by the blood. I am accepted in the Beloved. I am filled with his Spirit. I am united with Jesus. I have been crucified with Christ. I died with him. I was buried with him. I was raised with him. I am seated with him in the heavenlies. All rule, all power, all authority, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Therefore, I carry the authority of Christ. I have authority over sickness, over sin, over demons, and over the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am more than a conqueror. I am the light of the world. All things work together for my good, because I love God, and I am called according to his purpose, which is for me to be conformed to the image and likeness of Christ. I can do all things through Christ, because greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I have a destination. I am going to heaven. In the meantime, I have an assignment. I bring heaven to earth. Everywhere I go, the kingdom of God goes. God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. I am a carrier of God's glory. Where I go, the atmosphere changes. I'm a culture shaper, an atmosphere changer, a history maker. Jesus! Okay, just stay standing because we all need to stay awake anyway. So this is who we are. And where we go, this is who we're going to be. And so it's the easiest thing you're going to do. Miracles are the easiest thing you can do because you don't do them. You just step out of your comfort zone, and Jesus does them. So, real quick, who knows the story of Jesus turning water into wine? Okay, who's brave enough to tell me the story? Okay, you put your hand down, okay. Who wants to share what? So we all know that. Even the secular world knows Jesus turned water into wine. You hear it in TV shows, everything like that. But I need someone to tell me what happened. Who can tell me the story of Jesus turning water into wine? All right, we got someone back there. All right. Come on up here. Yay. Okay, here you go. You can just hold this and just share the story of Jesus turning water into wine.
I really hope I get all the details right. So Jesus and his mother Mary went to a wedding in Canaan, and they ran out of wine, so his mom was like, Jesus, you better turn water into wine or do something about all this. And he's like, fine. And so he tells them to bring 12 jugs, was it, of water, filled with water. And he prayed over it, and it just they poured it out, and it turned into the sweetest, best wine ever. And that's the gist of it.
Awesome. Can we get a round of applause? Okay, so Jesus, the part I was looking for, which you did a great job at that, Jesus didn't just snap his fingers and turn water into wine. He could have, but that's not what he did. He involved people in the process. And not only did he involve people in the process, but he had them do something really ridiculous. They had to take water, okay? And it was water form, and they had to bring the water to the master of this banquet and say, here's some wine. Okay? Does that strike anybody else as kind of like, this is kind of crazy? But that's how Jesus performs the miracle. He involves people in the process, and he involves it in a way that involves faith, and then Jesus gets all the glory. The servants aren't even really mentioned in this, so they're kind of like a side, like we forget about them, because Jesus is the point. And so a lot of what we're doing today is going to be stepping out in faith. And I know everyone at C2K knows this, but how do you spell faith? F-A-I, no, I'm just kidding. R-I-S-K is how you spell faith. Risk, okay? So we're going to be stepping out. You know, and when everyone knows the story about Saul, you know, Saul got blinded on the road to Damascus. Okay, he saw Jesus. Jesus, once again, he could have just said, okay, I'm just going to remove the scales. But he appeared to Ananias in a vision. And he said, Ananias, I want you to go to this street. I want you to find someone named Paul, you know, and I want you to pray for him. And that's a kind of radical word of knowledge. Like, okay, I'm going to go to this street and I'm going to look for someone named Paul. And then I'm going to lay hands on them. And then he gets there and Paul's like, yeah, the Lord told me you were coming and you're going to lay hands on me. So, again, there are people out there that aren't going to get healed unless you pray for them. Okay, there are people that aren't going to get saved unless you share the gospel with them. That's just the reality. That's the gravity of the responsibility that we've been given in Christ. And I heard someone say we owe the world an encounter with Jesus. Not just lip, we owe the world an encounter with Jesus. And it's very easy. You stay filled with the Holy Spirit, and you step out of your comfort zone. So here's what we're going to do. So right now where you are, I'm a kind of visual person. So right now this is your comfort zone, okay? So what we're going to do is we're all just going to move to this side, okay? And this is going to be a symbol, okay, that we're stepping out of our comfort zone. So let's just all move to this side.
All that jumping,
we're gonna sit. I just wanted
just,
to.
They're like, oh my God,
you're about to die. Okay, well, okay, you can sit down now, because some of your legs are killing you. All right, gonna just move this over here. All right. So I'm gonna pass out a few things. Just to continue, and so we're going to pass these around. I want you to look at these rocks. Just kind of take them, hold them, look at them, you know. Two things you should not do with these rocks. Don't throw them, okay? And the box says that it's a choking hazard, so don't try to eat them either. If you want to just pass a few out in the back. I only have a few, so just pass them down like the offering plate, you know, pass them to the end, and then circle them back. There you go.
Take some
Yeah. And the adults too, yeah.
Okay.
I got it. All right, here you go. Don't eat it, Grace. I'm just kidding. It's a choking hazard. All right, you got one? Here you go. Shh. It's a secret. Okay, now I have a question for you. Okay, if you were walking, and this is not mine, by the way. I didn't invent this illustration. Just give credit where credit's due. If you were walking to school or you were walking down the road and you saw this rock on the sidewalk, what would you do? What would you do? Pick it up. Okay, interesting. Pick it up. Kick it. Kick it. Keep walking. Leave it there. That's probably what I would do. Do it all the time. Anybody else? Eat it. Somebody said eat it. Okay. What do you do with it?
She said she would eat it.
Okay. Okay, well, if you did any of those things, you would miss the fact that what you were holding was actually a geode. So could you pass that down? That's what's inside this thing you're passing around. Yeah. Isn't that cool? Did y'all get one? They're going to pass it around. You're going to find out. It's a geode. It's like little crystals. Okay, did everybody get to see the geode? Okay, so the point is this, all right? There is an anthropologist, okay, that's a fancy word, there's somebody that just studies people, and they discovered that, they observed that we tend to put people in one of three categories, okay? When we're going to the store or whatever, we tend to put people in one of three categories. The first category is scenery. Y'all can probably guess what that is. You're going by, you see these people, it's like you see the trees, you see the grass, you see this people in the background of your story, you're moving on with your life. There's scenery, there are people in the background. The second category we tend to put people in is called machinery. So you go to a restaurant and you order some food and somebody is just performing this function for you, okay? You're in the fast food drive-thru. You're not really feel like you're talking to a person. You're kind of like talking to a machine. You put something in, you get something out. Especially telemarketers, it's like, man, you may actually be talking to a machine at that point. And so, anybody want to take a guess about the third category? Machinery. So we have scenery, people that you just see in the background. Machinery, someone, you know, people that just perform this function. Third category, yeah. There are probably more than three categories, but the third category is human being, person, made in the image of God. And so everywhere that Jesus went, he didn't see scenery, and he didn't see machinery. He saw people made in God's image everywhere he went. Everywhere, if he went to a well to get a drink of water, and he saw a woman there, He didn't even see her by the cultural classifications of like that we would put people in. He saw from the Father's perspective about this lady, and he had eyes to see people everywhere he went. In fact, he saw Peter and he said, "You're no longer Simon, you're going to be called a rock." You know, he looked into people's soul, he saw who they were, and everywhere he went, he saw it as an opportunity to reach people. Because that's God so loved the world, you know, that he gave his only son. That's who God is. He loves deeply. He bankrupted heaven to purchase us. He's crazy about us. And so I share all of this because so much of outreach is kind of breaking down some of our perception of how we see people. Because so much of outreach, honestly, it doesn't happen in what we're going to do today. That does happen. We're going to see the Lord do some amazing things. But the point is when you're shopping and you're cashier, she's not just a cashier, OK? Okay, she's somebody made in the image of God, who God's placed in your path, okay, for you to talk to. It could be very simple. How's your day? I had, I was at Domino's when I got back a couple weeks ago, and the lady was just, I was just talking to the lady, and I said, how are you doing? And she said, I'm blessed. And I said, oh, cool. So does that mean you're a Christian? You know, I normally hear Christians say, I'm blessed. And she said, actually, I'm not a Christian. And I said, okay, you know, is it okay if I am a Christian, and sometimes the Lord will talk to me, you know, for people. Is it okay if I ask Jesus to share something with me for your life? And she said, sure. She was very excited. So I just got to share, you know, this prophetic word, and she was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. At Domino's, very simple, you know, just getting some pizza. And I don't say this for my own anything about myself. I'm just illustrating. I'll go into Walmart, and all of these fast food ladies are like, hey, David. I'm like, this. I may eat there too much. I don't know. The Taco Bell lady, I walked in there the other day with my friend Desi, and she was like, hey, David. And Desi was like, you eat here way too much. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. But the second thing I want to illustrate about the rocks, and then we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get back and talk about healing, is the prophetic. So not only are we seeing people, but we're seeing people with the heart of the Father. And that's a radically different perception than our own discernment, our own perception. He can give you words about people, things that you could never know, and it just completely changes the way you see people. So we're going to do a quick activity just to get the juice flowing, the Spirit flowing, not juice, with the Holy Spirit again, okay? So I think I ought to do this. How about everybody stand up? I know your legs are hurting, but let's do this. And I want you to turn to the person. We're going to pair off into twos. Just turn and face the person next to you. If there's an odd number, just come out here. Yeah, if there's an odd number. All right, does everybody have a partner? Raise your hand if you don't have one? You two? Okay, now here's what I want you to do. We're going to take 5 seconds, okay? And I want you to ask the Lord, Lord, how do you see this person? We're going to take 5 seconds, and I want you to ask the Lord, Lord, how do you see this person? The tallest person is going to go first. The tallest person is going to go first. So here's what we're going to do. Wait just a second. So we're going to do this because this is also training for outreach. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to say, I'm a Christian. Everybody say it with me. I'm a Christian. And sometimes when I look at people, God shows me things. And when I look at you, I think, and then you just give the word, okay? So tallest person, Holy Spirit, we just invite your presence. Jesus, we just ask you to pour out your words, activate the prophetic to an even deeper level now in Jesus' name. We just release your prophetic wisdom here now in Jesus' name. So tallest person, ask the Lord for a word, and then I'll tell you, everybody, we'll just be quiet for a second, and then I'll tell you when to give the word. So just listen. Okay, so the tallest person's going first. And look, you may not feel like you have anything, but this is the risk thing, okay? This is the faith thing. So just open your mouth and start sharing what the Lord gives you. So the tallest person, repeat after me. I'm a Christian, and sometimes when I look at people, God shows me things. And when I look at you, I think, okay, now go ahead, start prophesying. Okay, Sorry, I'm not trying to cut off anything. All right, was that encouraging? Raise your hand if you were encouraged by that. Yes? Okay, look at all these hands, okay? I want you to look around. Okay, this is the prophetic, okay? This is how the Holy Spirit speaks to people. All right, now the shorter person. Sorry, not to call you short, but the shorter. The shorter of the two. Okay, we're going to be quiet again for a second. Just say, Father, or you don't have to say this out loud, but just say, Father, what do you think about this person? Just go ahead. Okay, now I want you to say, I'm a Christian, and sometimes when I look at people, God shows me things. And when I look at you, I think, okay, go ahead. Okay, sorry to wrap it up. Okay, how many people were encouraged by that? Okay, that's right. Let's just give God a round of applause. We always want to give the glory to Him. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, you can sit down again for just a minute. Okay, I'm going to share this quick story, and then we're going to take a quick break. So we were in Pennsylvania, and we did this activity that y'all just did. And then we went out, and I went to the mall with a group of people. I got lost from my group somehow. And I went up to this jewelry counter. I was like, hey, do y'all need prayer for anything? We're out praying for people. They said, basically, get lost. No, we're not interested. And then I, like, saw this guy. He was working at Sprint, and he was trying to sell phones for Sprint. And he said, hey, you want to buy a phone? I said, no, I'm here from Alabama, and we're just out praying for people. And he said, oh, okay. Well, he said, I don't really have a religion. I think they're all kind of the same thing. I said, oh, wow, okay. I didn't say wow like, oh, you're an idiot. No, I didn't say it like that. It's always about honoring people. It's always, I mean, we don't honor what they believe, you know, but we honor them. We love them into the kingdom, okay? So I just said, is it okay if I ask Jesus for a word for you, you know? And he said, sure, that would be awesome. And so, you know, I didn't have anything, okay? I didn't stand up in the front asking the Lord to get, and then, it was like, I've never done that before this point either. I didn't have anything. And the Lord will honor that because He honors faith. He honors risk. And the worst that can happen, you know, nobody dies. Nobody dies if you get it wrong. So I said, I just started speaking. I felt, and he was like, how do you know that? Oh my gosh. It's like, I feel like you're a musician and you write dark music and like the Lord wants to bring it into light music and you know, you're having some financial struggles, all this stuff. And I was like, oh God, please let this be like on but he was like freaking out. And he said, you know, I've been researching Christianity lately and you've just shown me that I'm barking up the right tree and that Jesus is real. I want to leave y'all with that. We're going to take a 10-minute break. And then we're going to come back and talk about healing.